15th, 1991. Thank you for the applause.
You have a situation where, let us say, they have pulse systems aimed from Edwards over here, and they have them focused. They also monitor the computer, but everything is monitored. I really like the surveillance crews. We get along very well. But you see, let us just take this little community, because man doesn't usually understand the system of pulses and that everything in your existence is frequency and basically of light. So they set up their pulse system, and it wears away like radioactivity buildup. You can take that for a while. And they will tune them specifically for the being that they're intended to strike and eventually cause either a cardiac arrest or other things, malfunctions. But between here and Edwards are a bunch of windmills producing electricity, and those pulses don't get through there very well. Those pulses do not travel well through oil. This has bugged Dorma more than any one thing that we have done. They don't go well through fat. And we put her on a fasting diet for 53 days, and she still had fat around her midsection. But it keeps her alive. And you ones must grow beyond this physical hang-up that you have about everything. We don't want dead servants. We don't want servants at all. We want brothers walking right with us. I don't want, as I said before to you ones, I don't want you on your knees to me, because that makes me have to work from my knees. So let's put it where it's at and stop making gods out of things. You have one God. Just one. And there's no point in trying to fool him. Better you be just open and honest. But these pulses, there are some now that are so incredibly tuned that the only thing that will interrupt them is a higher frequency. And we literally can produce it. And we call it a light shield because we use light frequency. But you're not going to glow in the dark or something, usually. Although sometimes the television will. We keep blowing out their televisions and things, because every now and then they have electronically set up equipment to blow up when Dorma turns it on and things like that. And to counter that, we have to overload it. So any time that you are going to speak or whatever you're going to be doing, what you are literally doing is asking God to protect you, and He sends the light. He sends we poor, overworked space cadets. Go down there. Bola's going to speak again. Gets himself into trouble. We're not mystical. And we're very near. And we are very near to working with you openly. Right now, the worst thing that we could do is to sit in your midst, because there is no way. 2 minutes into this, and it would already be to New Zealand. This is another thing that God does not do. He does not send anyone to jeopardize the lives of any being, and that would be putting you in jeopardy. But when the motion picture is made, it is full intent that we will supply the special effects It is full intent that the final gathering of the hierarchy will be right here in this valley. Most of it will be shot on location, and we keep that private because if the government sends in troops, obviously we cannot participate, can we? And it's not us. They're not going to bother us. They've tried that. They might shoot that bow in the middle of a river. But it was really interesting when they thought they would handle Jermaine and myself at their summit meeting. We reason with them, and there is no reason. They know we're here. They have craft. They have had beings. And you're running way behind. The Russians have called on us, so have you. We told them in Vandenberg in 87 when they were launching those missiles. These were Star Wars missiles, brothers. Hydrogen warheads. And yet the young man on the communications desk who spilled the beans, they were going to do a little mind alteration on him just like they have been some. Take a perfectly healthy man, and in 6 weeks, they're dawdling idiots. We don't put you in that kind of a position, ever. But the full intent is full integration. All 9.5 feet of me squashed into what you call your body. I don't look forward to it either. But I'll tell you this, it should give you encouragement. Not that Hatton might come running around with you, but that God believes it can be turned around. And therein is your hope. I get plastered with doom and gloom, fearmonger, stir up, rabble rouser. I hope so. I certainly hope so. That would be an honor to me. And you wouldn't trade it in for anything. You have traded away just to experience at this time. If you could only imagine for a moment the number of energies that would give everything to be here to experience at this time. This is the glory. This is the sorting. This is the birthing of a planet. This is the time of experience. And there are billions of energies, billions of fragments, infinite numbers of God experience. And you get to be in it. I get to be in it. And I want to tell you, I am thrilled. And I know that you are. You are impatient. You never learned that lesson of patience. And you sense that there is timelessness, spacelessness. And yet you're limited in it. And you see it running out. When if you want your balance, know that it doesn't matter if it ends right now. Know that it doesn't matter. It will work out to its perfection. You just don't yet know what that perfection is. And I'm going to get off on the pulpit again, so I will back off and allow some questions. I'm going to have to give her a break.
Is there any data on this puzzling you were talking about? I've looked in my technical books, it's mentioned. But there's nothing on radioactivity. We probably have to measure it.
Well, it's one of the most inert.
It is.
Yes. I don't know. I would guess you label everything by foolish names. It's very, very lightweight. I think you call it floating rocks or something.
I've learned that, yes.
It's a very, very light material.
Yes.
But very, very water soluble. Now, take that and play with it.
Yes.
You can put it in your planter boxes. You can put it into your soil. And you will cut your water use by 90%. It will hold that water and the plants can utilize it. It will absorb its own, say you take 30 pounds, it will absorb at least 30 pounds of water.
That's very good.
And release it as the roots need it. Better than hydroponics,
yes,
by far.
Thank you for the clues.
And you have to just allow it to unfold. Just as you don't know who to go to.
You'll send someone.
But someone will come, that's right. And he's already come, so don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you.
He's already come and he's already brought the puzzle in, so.
I have a question.
Ah, yes.
The other night, and we've been getting a lot of these questions, and we're going to be speaking with people such as Linda Howe, who talks about cattle mutilations and all of that. But you were present when George and I spoke, and someone asked about that. Everybody wants to know what is happening to all these people being abducted, and, you know, the families and all this kind of thing. Well, George and I attempted to answer that, and I want to know if we answered it adequately, or if there's some way, something more that we could say,
or not say, or
is there a better way that we can handle that? Because we're going to be with them after one of these meetings.
Congratulations.
Well, people are going to be confused because they're
going to
be listening to her.
I hate to spoil a good story. You know, these people go out and they do their research and this is what they're finding. So there is no reason for you to get into the middle of that quarrel and say, well, that is absolutely beyond all, that could not be. Because you're going to find that all of those instances are earthbound energy. It doesn't matter. Let's do away right now with little gray aliens. It doesn't matter where those craft came from. God does not work that way. The hosts of light do not work that way. They do not come and terrorize. I don't follow everything that goes on. I have no interest in it. But all of those instances are set up either by earth people right on your place, and I'm telling you, you've got flying saucers right in New Mexico.
When we told them some of the people may be actually abducted by our government, that's true?
That's true.
Okay. And then when we told them that Satanism cults are doing the cattle mutilations, that's true?
That's true.
Okay. So then we, I guess, we answered.
And your government.
And our government
doing
the cattle mutilations.
Yes.
Okay. To frighten us. So that
It's more than that, child. It's more than that. Where does AIDS come? Where does HIV come from? Across between bovine Vietnam.
So they're getting a blood supply?
No, it's not a blood supply. It is an inoculation. And then they need to test. And then they need to scare. Those viruses are grown and stored in living animals.
Mm-hmm.
You have not even begun. They have a walking reservoir of untreatable smallpox on the hook. You're up against, well, you've labeled him Satan. Satan simply means adversary, so I don't have a good name for him. You're up against it. You're up against the big boy.
Must be dangerous to eat steaks now.
Yes. Well, for several reasons.
Well,
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, you eat them all.
I have this approach that I might offer to you once. Always ones are coming and saying, prove it, prove it, prove it. I remind you, you have nothing to prove. Why don't they prove it? I would like Mr. Cooper to produce one little gray limb for me. And as a matter of fact, I honor him for what he has done, which is little, except utilize some other information. But I feel a great compassion for him. This is what happens. Until you come into acknowledgement of the light and truth, you're on the make. And I use that in an earth term of ego trip. And his ego has done him in. And what his ego has not done, but has required of him, makes him become an addict to substance abuse, to several other things. And I want to tell you something, have compassion, because these ones in that kind of a trap, in those circles where they're out to control you, it's deadly. And ones trying to come into their understanding are often lost between the understanding and the doubts. John King Sr. is one of them. They kill people. I'm telling you, friends, they kill people. And there is a boundary, let's call it the feather curtain, beyond which we are not allowed to interfere. And they simply took John King out like that. They tried it with Larson. Dr. Larson, that some of you would recognize. And it doesn't show. These are elderly men. Older, at least. Age is something I don't understand.
McDonald and 007, was that some kind of contrivance?
Sure. Anyone who is getting close to truth and spreading it around, they'll get rid of. Even if it's their own, you see, just like Rosenthal. Because if you blow the secrecy cover, you have really damaged the program. And ones do go blunder in there. And it's dangerous to blunder in there without God. I don't mean to make that sound trite. It is the most important thing I could ever say. But you see, God is such a part of my life, my own existence, and should be yours, that I do take that for granted. I don't go anywhere without that energy, and I use it. And any time that you give that away, you have given up your power, and you've given it to your enemy, really.
Commander, there is a Dr. Hans Neper in Germany. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
What do you consider his presentation as far as tachyon energy is concerned? Do you think it's a valid energy, and is it going to be what would probably be the ultimate energy?
It could be. I would caution you to remember that we're monitored here. So I'd really rather not get into specifics. Anytime you're working with the Tesla projection system in conjunction with Rife type material, you're touching on it. You're dealing with prana vibration, life, cosmic, and frequency.
Something that's puzzled me. I I see Japan rising even maybe above the level we perceive Europe and America to be in the New World Order, monetarily speaking. Did this begin by a contrived plan through the Rothschilds, for example, after World War II, and are they behind the lifting up of Japanese clones, or is this really the Japanese that have been able to achieve this financial advancement?
No, it's all part of the same elite system. And you'll find, well, I don't know, I don't monitor your news all the time, but you're going to find that right now Japan is in negotiations with Gorbachev for islands. So they are beginning to work very closely now with the Russians, and it's Gorbachev. And of course Japan is now a member, well, it has been for a long time, of the Trilateral Commission. So the elite have infiltrated, but the ones to watch for, the ones that will be the undoing of this group, really, I mean in a large material military manner, will be the Mongols right out of China. Many of your projections, if things are not stopped, and even if you get your country turned around, you've got some bad times ahead, you know that. You don't go from where you are to perfection. You're going to have to go down a little farther in many ways, but it will be positive movement if you can stop what is happening. But it will be China that will be the undoing because of the hordes involved, the sheer numbers involved. But that's out there. Yes, China, Japan is part of it. Any other confusion? Anyone more?
Mr. Commander, in regard to Tachyon Energy, right across the belt, about 3 weeks ago, some lady that I know in L.A., and I wore that thing for a week, and the top moment was that it was a great thing, and that it would help all kinds of things, and get the whole body in great shape. And after a week, I sent it back because I didn't feel a thing or notice anything differently, and I really had my attention on it.
But I don't know what you complain about. At 203 years old, you look pretty good.
I want a belt.
You have to get in trouble if you get too young yet.
You talk about these things, and most of them are truly bunk.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me about the concept. The concept is proper. Most of the stuff is junk or nothing. Let us take a Casio watch and tell everybody it's a Tesla watch, and we'll sell it for a great fee, and it's going to work. And for some, it's going to work. But the one that makes the profit is the one who sold the watch. Most of the stuff is worthless. But some of the stuff, because it is borderline, somebody has gotten an idea. Bedini had a good idea, but he didn't use high enough voltage, and he wouldn't listen. We're going to go off to Idaho somewhere with his guru. God also does protect that which will come to you ones. And ones on your place are not noted for using their heads. I mean, Bo Bright would probably shudder to go off to Vietnam to release some prisoners with this group in this room.
Come on.
So you are asking me questions that, number one, I'm not going to answer. I certainly would not give away valid information when I'm being monitored, and I know that. And I'm not going to get anyone in trouble, but I can only tell you that most of the stuff going around, especially in these New Age catalogs, New Age would be the destruction of your world. That whole bit about a new religion sweeping the country, sweeping the planet, is all Judaism with its mystical, ritualistic, sacrificial foolishness called New Age now. You're not going to get there by wearing a purple robe, even though purple does give off certain vibrations. Leave it to Germain. He's an alchemist. And if you like wearing purple, then go wear it all over yourself. Paint yourself with it. But don't expect it to heal you. You'll just have purple overload. People will stare at you. And you deserve it.
Pastor, what about the effectiveness of chiropractic? Because you've never discussed that I can remember chiropractic.
Absolutely. Any time that you can align the body and relieve the pressure on nerves.
Yeah, I felt it. You know, some are better than others, you know, in the practice of it.
But don't let everybody tell you that you were not made to walk upright, that you were really an animal on all fours. God made man, and he made him on 2 feet to stand tall. For gosh sakes, why don't we do it? It's time to do it. And he didn't make Eve out of some rib. Was Adam made from a wad of clay? Doesn't matter. You are all simply coalesced essence of universal matter manifest. And you don't have to figure out those things. Those things can come after you save your constitution and come into balance with God a little bit. Those things will be made clear. Understanding them and then not being able to utilize them will truly destroy you. That's what's happened to some extent with man on this earth. His technological advances have grown beyond his socialistic understanding, and he can't handle it. So he funnels it into destructive. Don't worry about it. Those things will come. They're not hidden. They're very open. But don't put the cart before the horse as you lock the door. And you can't get through it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's 11:30 yet.
You're doing a real good job, though.
Somewhere.
Real
somewhere.
We made them travel in the dark.
Let there be light. Especially at that runway on the other end. It's not the getting off the ground, it's the landing.
Oh, that's right.
Overly, you're quiet. Have I done a good job?
I've probably overdone it again.
I don't think you've done a good job. I don't feel any questions.
What's he going to do, the letter to do that another time?
Oh, I don't.
She's getting tired.
I don't know about the letters. I think probably they've been answered.
Try me.
He'll be here. He's going to make it till 11:30.
Well, there was the Hawaiian that was worried about
Maui.
Yeah.
They're sitting right over Lemuria. They're going to have a fast ride. So that took care of the Hawaiian Islands.